Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. But we're going forward and the truck is back in the car. All right. But when the person comes...
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power.
Sorry,
I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I don't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor and power. My face is set, my greatest fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio starting, and I forgot that they were going to sing a song to everybody when they got started. But we can edit that out and go back and enjoy you reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think it's a very, very appropriate word for us today.
Are you serious? You want me to find 1 Corinthians 13 again and read it again?
Say again?
You want me to find 1 Corinthians 13 and read it again?
Well, yeah, or we can read it out of the Amplified. Let me do that. Let me pull it up on my computer.
Two of them.
All right,
extra cream
you.
Or sugar or anything?
I got cream right there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I got the Amplified right here. I'd like to have the Amplified verses for verses number 4 through 6 or whatever it is there, because they really add a extra, yeah, there it is. It's 4 through 8. Now, for everybody that's just coming, Sister Phyllis has, she started us right out on the right foot, and we found out tonight that the lobby here, I didn't ask the right question when we got started, is only open for another 45 minutes. And so we're going to just take right off and go into this and just learn another lesson about being live, which we should have already known, but it don't matter. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, in the Amplified. Now, Sister Phyllis is preaching. I'm just reading verses for her.
She's doing an awesome job.
Now, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It's not rude or unmannerly, and it does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us all, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness. I really like this. But rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Love is ever ready to believe the very best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they'll be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it'll pass away. It will lose its value and be superseded by truth. I'm going to take them to a little bit of a task there, because in that translation, they're trying to get rid of the tongues thing. But you got to realize that we will see face to face. Look at verse 12. For now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim, blurred reflection of reality, as in a riddle or enigma. But when perfect comes, we will see reality face to face. Now we know in part, imperfectly, but then we will know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. When we get to the other side, we'll know it all. Amen. Go ahead, Phyllis. Keep
Amen.
Preaching.
Did you leave us, Phyllis?
She's probably saying, Pastor, you preach your own message now. You're back. You got coffee.
She's finishing her dessert. I'm sorry. There she is.
I'm telling you what, Phyllis. You are a blessing to us in our life.
Yes, you are.
I'm muting it because the dog was barking, honey. I didn't realize that I had it muted.
Yeah, right. You're right. Like we say, like those verses just said, we are always quick to believe the best in everybody.
Okay, but now my daughter's home, my son-in-law is here, and there's going to be people walking around making noise. So
All right.
I want to just put this off for another time when I don't have a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and thank you.
Thank you, yes.
And thank you for reading. You know, did I actually just read that and nobody able to hear me?
I don't know, maybe, but Roger's here. Hi, Roger. So glad you're here, and yes, we are in Michigan.
Dan, did I just do that?
Oh, we can hear you fine.
Because I just looked down and the mic was muted. So if you heard me fine, we just had a supernatural miracle happen right here.
It is. Hallelujah. I'm here, Howdy Howdy Community.
Oh,
here,
my goodness sakes alive.
Thank you.
I'm going to make the manager come tonight and actually kick me out before I leave. All right. Probably not, but anyways. We did make it to Kalamazoo. It looks like we'll be staying in Lansing tonight. And then tomorrow, Sister Francetta's wanting to be baptized. So we're going to see if we can put all that together tomorrow. I think we can. Then we'll just be here and make the rounds till we can hug everybody's neck and say hello and thank you for what you are. We are coveting your prayers because, what was you looking for, love?
Getting condiments, but they're not allowed to have them out here.
I've already got two in there. I'll drink it. And if you put four of those in there, you'll have more than enough. Yes. Just say yes. Thank you, love.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't mind black coffee. Phyllis, we saw the name of a, what was the name of that restaurant about?
Oh, it was a Cajun.
Restaurant.
Yeah, it was The Boil.
The Boil. You ever heard of that?
No.
They boiled everything that you guys eat there. Except that it was found in Rockford, Illinois, which is probably not a really good place for crawfish.
It might be really
You never know, though. The Mississippi River might have crawfish from the start to the finish. Which are better, seafood or freshwater crawfish, or is there only one kind?
You always eat them boiled?
I just never thought about that. We got little tiny crawfish in our creeks up here, but you would boil them and then just eat the whole thing. You'd eat the shell and all, because if you took it apart, there wouldn't be anything left to them.
My daughter
does
eat the shell on them. She says it's a lot of good calcium.
You don't even have to pay for it. The shells
that I have had, that wouldn't be very delicious. It wouldn't. So does anybody have any questions for tonight?
So for tonight, since we have learned we have such a quick program tonight, well, what may end up happening here is we'll probably just end up going live on the interstate and just being on our Facebook or our Messenger live together and everybody just talk and have a good time because...
Hey, Rebecca, love you. I'm glad you're here.
We're coming to an end real soon.
Yeah.
Nice. Can anybody figure out where we are?
Well, you haven't had the first prayer yet, you know, like I was going to read.
Go ahead. Please pray. Please pray.
Well, I was going to read John 17, because that is the prayer that Jesus prayed for us. Let me get my magnifying glass out here. I have my sound on. All right. It says, Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Amen.
Jesus' words. These are the red letter in the scripture. So verse 4. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I hope this settles the fact that some people don't realize that Jesus was with God before he ever even created the world.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now that was verse 5. Okay, verse 6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them. And they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, the name which you have given me.
Amen.
That we are one. That was verse 11. That says so much, honey. And now verse 12. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me. And I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. The one that owned himself, okay? Anyway. This is in verse 13. All right. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
Amen.
I hope I read that right. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, this is Jesus speaking. I do not ask to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And you sent me into the world. I also have sent them into the world. As you have sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word.
Amen.
That they may all be that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be in us.
What are you saying?
So that the world may believe that you sent me. So then, verse 22.
She's reading this
the
prayer.
The glory
and
which
she'll
you have
done.
Given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, and that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me. And don't forget that God is love. All right, that's always very important, no matter what scriptures you're reading, to remember that God is love.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah,
that was awesome.
Okay, verse 24, I'm not finished. Father, I desire that they also, you have given me that they may also be with me where I am, so that they see my glory, which you have given me, and you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known you. These have known that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them and will make it known, so that love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. And that was the prayer that Jesus prayed for us, our salvation, our joy here on the earth now, that as Jesus is, so are we in this life now, because he is sitting at the throne with his Father, and we have the responsibility of doing what he would do if he were here. That's why we're called Christians, because Christ is in us. Okay. I don't know if I made any sense to you, but I'll make sense to me.
Yes, you are, and it's awesome.
That's it. Unless you want me to go on and preach another piece of...
I think you've done a pretty good job. And even though Blog Talk Radio come in there and messed all that up right there for a minute, you've done a very good job. And I think that both of these scriptures, when we begin to think about the love of God, are the perfect scriptures for any of us to continually be reading, continually be meditating in and studying, because it's the love of God, as Phyllis has so aptly spoken. It is God's love that makes all of this work. Faith works by love. It's just like 1 Corinthians says, you can give your body to be burned. And if you are not operating in love, it profits you. Could you imagine dying your whole life dead? Your whole life, you die dead, and then what? then what? I believe that God is stacking this dining room so we have extra time. Because look at these people come in. Everybody just say it. People come to Chick-fil-A in Kalamazoo. People come to Chick-fil-A in Kalamazoo. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to read a verse that is, Sister Phyllis was reading it. Phyllis took right off preaching, prophesying, and reading the Bible for us because we said we only had 1 hour in here. And that's what they've told us. However, we need about another 40 people to show up. So everybody say it with me, 40 more people show up. Amen. Now, so what we just read was 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And then for John, 1 Corinthians 13, John chapter 17, which is Jesus' prayer that he prayed for us. And I want to make sure we welcome all of our guests from around the world, all of you from the 28 different nations that are represented by the Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, YouTube Live stream that we do on a regular basis. We welcome you from around the world. Those of you that are fighting and are defending the Ukraine and in these war-torn nations where everyone is being persecuted, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you guys tonight. We welcome you. For those of you that have just found us and you're just now coming to the understanding of what this program is about and its faith, and you're loving it, you're enjoying it, you're here with us, we thank you for being a part of this and keep sharing it. This week's been a little tough getting our signal to work in every area, but there's nothing we can do except hammer that out and perfect it. And you've been amazing about it. So those of you around the world, even though there's been some days that have been in a lack, for those of you that are following me on the Read the Word every day, the last two didn't turn out right, but I will record them tonight and replace them. And we will have an excellent recording up for that. We're not going to miss one day all year long because that's our assignment by God. So welcome. But I want to go back to John 17 and look at this. Sister Phyllis, I always like it when somebody else is reading the Bible rather than me.
You pick up other things.
Because if you're going to read it in the translation I usually do, or the one you read, and then I can read it in the Amplified while you're reading it in that other translation. Now, I want you to see this verse in the Amplified. Should we go hug them too?
I think
these people were just hugging over there, and it looked like a whole lot of fun. Now, let's look at this. It's John 17, 8. For the uttered words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received and accepted them, and have come to know positively and in reality, to believe with absolute assurance. Are you getting all these words? I'm really liking this translation. I'm not going to read it every day because these are way too many words for me. This is like a woman talks. That was a good joke, even if it didn't come out right.
Sorry, I was say it again.
what I want everybody to be able to do is read this verse with me as we're reading. So I put it over there for you. Let me see if I can find Facebook.
But it's the truth. Women do talk a lot more than men. It's just like men don't really want to communicate as much as women do. We're born with our, trying to talk to our hands and walls and everything. And the only thing men say, boys, before they're a year old, they go motors and stuff like that. I had my most intelligent, genius grandson never said anything until he was 2 years old.
Oh, my.
He walked in the bedroom with me, and in three syllables, he said a whole mouthful. Do you need help?
Wow.
Now, how does a 2-year-old who has never even said mama, daddy, or anything know how to communicate a whole great big thing like, do you need help? Reasonable. Don't worry about him. They had taken him to a doctor to find out how come he couldn't talk, how come he couldn't make noise. Was there something wrong that he didn't understand things? There was nothing wrong. He was a genius. He knew that he didn't have to say anything. He had the television talking. His parents knew what he needed before he even asked for it. Didn't have to say anything. But anyway. Okay, I'm sorry. Who brought that?
I was making a joke and Phyllis made it a reality.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm in verse number 8. For the uttered words that you have, that you gave me, this is Jesus praying to the Father, I have given them, and they have received and accepted them, and have come to know positively and in reality to believe with absolute assurance that I came forth from your presence, and they have believed and are convinced that you did send me. Now that's up. Those are a lot of words in there. But I really like that center part where it says, and in reality, they believe with absolute assurance. Now, remember, this is 20 minutes before they walk out into the garden and they all betray Jesus. This is, you know, about, what, 3-4 hours before Peter absolutely not only denies him, but curses when he does it, goes into his old life. This is before they watch him bleed and die. This is before, the last 20 minutes of the Last Supper. And yet Jesus says, they have come to know positively and in reality to believe with absolute assurance. So Jesus was confident in them. He just knew that all hell was about to break loose, and they were all going to run and hide and say, oh, my God. And then they're going to come back together and say, well, wait a minute. If they're after all of us, we better all stick together because we're stronger together than we are apart.
Yeah, amen.
And they began to gather together. And then that's when Jesus, you can see it all through the end of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and the book of Acts, began to reveal himself to them personally. Say it. Reveal yourself to me personally, Jesus. In an infallible proof. Go. Ready? Say this with me. Go way past my brain and all of my confusion. Because see, that's what he's wanting to do. Now, before I learned that there was a curfew on us here, obvious, in the cold in Michigan, COVID knows how to come out at 9 o'clock at night. Now, I think about 2 hours ago, this place was probably full, but there was no COVID. There's no COVID here then. It just comes out after 9 o'clock at night. And then it leaves. Then it just, maybe it crawls underneath the seat and waits. Probably that's the case. Anyways, just don't drive down the road in your own car with a mask on. I mean, come on already. Here we go. Verse number 13. Look at this. And now I'm coming to you. I say these things while I'm still in the world so that my joy may be made full and complete and perfect in them. Jesus just said, I'm saying this so that my joy will be perfect inside of them. Joy. And he knows what's getting ready to happen. I mean, it's not too many minutes here, and Jesus turns to him and says, it's time to buy a cloak, put on some sandals, carry some stuff with you, and do you have a sword? And they're like, we got two. And he said, that'll be fine. So Peter puts on the sword as if, well, we better have a sword. And in a matter of an hour or so, a couple hours, Peter's got the sword out hacking a guy's ear off because he missed his head. He wasn't even a good shot. But in verse 13, Jesus said, I'm saying everything I'm saying right now, Father, so that my joy may be full and complete in them. Verse 14. Thank you, Phyllis, for reading this. That's so good. I have given and delivered to them your word. And the world has hated them, because they're not of the world, and they do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world, and I do not belong to the world. Now, before Sister Phyllis showed up, I titled tonight, because I was going to have a wonderful long program tonight where we enjoyed the wonderful pleasure of being together as brothers and sisters, as the body of Christ and the children of God, of the community of faith. We are the kingdom of God. We are. But it's not just we, you and me together as a unified body. It's we, you and me, singularly. Also, everywhere we go, we are to be establishing the kingdom of God wherever that is that we're going. And, you know, it's one of those messages that so few churches have ever preached and so few pastors have ever teached or taught or teacherized, that people don't understand it. But when you and I say, thy kingdom come, we are literally making the declaration. We are kings and priests unto God. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. We are ministers of reconciliation. We are the force on this earth that's holding back the Antichrist. And we cannot sit down and be quiet. We have got to stand up and make some noise. And we've got to be living, fiery, awesome, wonderful examples of God's love, mercy, and grace in every place we go and everything we do. You know, I think it's pretty amazing that God brought us all together. We're on the downward slope here, because if they stick to their word, we have 14 minutes to be out of this sanctuary.
Sanctuary, amen.
At least we're in a Chick-fil-A where these people are wonderful examples of God's love. Now, they may still have to abide by the state laws that might say, in Chick-fil-A, they have to be done by 9, but not in the bar. Isn't that something? That you have to be done by 10 in this restaurant, but the bar can stay open till 2.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Makes you want to create a revolt, and if it doesn't make you want to create a revolt, then come and join mine, because I want to create a revolt right now and stand up against all of this wickedness and say, oh, no, you don't.
I know, because it's like we have forgotten about all of this. Even with all of the space that we've crossed, it has not been closed like it is since we got to Michigan again. Because every place we went, everything was open and people doing
So we join our faith right now with yours, Michigan, and we say, you're a liar, devil. And all of these wicked people who have somehow got into office, because Michiganders aren't so dumb to vote for this kind of administration, we declare all of your strength, all of your foundation that you think you have crumbles, crushes, and dissipates.
Amen.
So that this state is truly free to love and worship God like they want to. and just be the good Americans that that so many people here in Michigan are. Father, we thank you that the church rises up tonight, today, every day. And that we stand together in strength. We stand together in power. We stand together in the authority of your word. We stand together as men and women of God, as children of Almighty God, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, that everybody who's here and is a part of our program tonight, wherever they may be around the world, you know, here we are sitting in a nice restaurant with internet and computers out, and we're broadcasting in 3 different platforms. Yet our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine are running for their life. We declare right now that no weapon formed against them has any ability to prosper.
Amen.
Every tongue that rises against them in judgment, that they condemn those tongues, that they very, very specifically stand boldly, stand triumphantly, stand determinedly against this enemy. Thank you, Lord, for the story of the bombs just laying all over on the ground, in the dirt, unexploded. Thank you for the testimony that the wicked out of Russia are just being annihilated. May the Russian soldiers just defect and just leave their military by the thousands, and be glad to be able to get to a free nation and to be free from that severe bondage that they've experienced now that they're outside of Russia and they're no longer in the indoctrination of the prison camps and their military. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless our brothers and sisters around the world. Many of them right now, we know Julian and Vamala, Sunyan, Mary Fernandez, Brother Tanvir, all of our friends in Pakistan, we know that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they're already doing their service. May the manifest presence of Almighty God fill the lives of these believers in every nation around the world. May they use their faith. May they use their tithe, their offering, their seed. May they have signs, wonders, and miracles. May the angels of Almighty God show up and bless them. We speak the same word of God that we're speaking. It absolutely transforms the lives of the people that's there. In the name of Jesus, may every missionary organization that's in these nations have money that just doesn't stop. May billionaires get involved to sponsor these people in these nations. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we do condemn those tongues. In Jesus' mighty name, may the people of God all over the world, stand together in unity right now tonight. May they come together in the unity of the Spirit and the body of peace, and may the name of Jesus and the Word of God be in every church service. Lord,
amen.
Every one of these buildings that belong to you, that the wicked have absconded from the righteous, drive them out by the angels of Almighty God. May there be a wealth transfer of beautiful buildings into the hands of the true church in every city. May the downtown cathedrals be in the hands of the righteous and those filled with the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God fill our cities, because the wicked run from the very presence of God. Every one of these buildings were dedicated to your name. Those who are using it for perversion, may they run in fear. May they run in fear from the presence of Almighty God. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Bless all of our plans to work tomorrow. Bless everything to come together tomorrow for the community of faith. And help all of us in Michigan to be able to get together. Enjoy being together with each other. And thank you, Father, that your hand is leading us in a way. We may have never seen it. We may have never known it. But we do know this. You are doing mighty work in our lives. And we give you glory. And we give you the honor. And give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now you might think, Pastor, you sound like you're closing. Well, I sort of am. because we came charging into the city of Kalamazoo and saw a wonderful
Chick-fil-A.
And we said, oh, look, what a wonderful program. The only problem is when we were in the central time zone and they were being done at 10 o'clock, that was cool. 9 o'clock, I guess. But here, when it's done at 9 o'clock, that means we have 5 minutes.
There's still people in the lobby, though, so they can't start taking us out, can they?
They can't kick us out. They are putting chairs up. They are saying, okay, I'm not going to kick you out of your chair, but you can't sit in this one next to it. Kathy Angaroni, welcome. So anyways, somewhere within the next 5 to 7 minutes, we'll be finished on this part. And then we'll be back in the car. We're heading from here to Lansing. We're gonna kind of do everything from the Lansing area. That's what it's looking like. That way it should be easy for people to get to it. I know Sister Sunday's a long ways from Lansing. We still want to see you. And Chris, don't know how we're going to do that, but that is our goal. Brother Roger, if you can come drive, be with us, that would be wonderful. Kathy Angaroni, if you want to drive to Lansing tonight, that'd be a good trip for you.
Yeah.
Just get in your helicopter and fly in the helicopter.
Yeah. I have one. In my backyard.
There's a big field right next to the hotel. You can just land it right out there in the field.
Okay.
So anyways, I think what we're going to do then, it's a plan. It's what I want to do. Let me say this differently. In the studio at our house, everything works so perfectly. Out here, everything works so mobily. And mobile is a whole different story than studio. And it's fun. I like it. It's cool. It gives you the opportunity to bless more people. It's been a while since I've been mobile in public, and I'm getting used to it again this week, where we can actually have people walk up and sit down and start talking to us, and it'd be okay. Because we used to do that all the time back in the biker days, but it's been a while since we did that, and it's been since the pandemic since that happened. So,
yeah.
We're just getting our mobile feet back under us, but it's all right. We're cool by it. And, you know, people are being cool by it, you know. A lot of things went on during this COVID situation, the mandemic situation. It's not COVID, it's the mandemic. A lot of things went on in the mandemic situation that they didn't honor God, and it wasn't cool and righteous or right, but people are leaving.
Yes, they are.
Stay, people, stay. But I think it's probably a COVID rule, not a Chick-fil-A rule.
Right,
because everybody that, every one of these we've been in, they're like, oh, you're in here, we're not kicking you out. That's been the case so far.
Yeah, but now we're in Michigan.
But now we're in Michigan, so they're going to say, we're not kicking you out, but you have to leave. So anyways, what I really want to be able to do is kick on the messenger thread and talk a little bit for a little while yet tonight. So we'll see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, as we get a plan together.
Just because we want to do that driving down the road and we can see many cell phone towers doesn't mean that that is going to happen, because you might see all the cell phone towers in the world, but if they don't hook to you, all you did was see a nice cell phone tower. And I know you may not experience that much, but I do know that Brother Dan experiences that on a regular basis.
Got the yellow door
chains. Is that what happens when they get real serious, like it's time to leave?
He must be, because he's wandering around with them. See?
I do not.
Where are you?
We are in Kalamazoo at a Chick-fil-A.
That's where I'm going right now.
Say again?
That's where I'm going.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Well, stop by over here. There's a little snow out in the yard, but it'll be all right. And we'll say hi and hug your neck before you head back home. Anyways, well, that's got to be it for now, because they're going to start kicking us out because of the COVID. Not because of Chick-fil-A, because of COVID. Which is weird, because there's a bar right over there that'll have somebody at it till midnight.
Or two. Yeah.
But not here.
Well, I heard somebody say too a lot.
Hi, Sunday.
Don't have
bars are open till 4 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Awful.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, well, they're turning the lights off on us, so we're going to have to go. We'll talk with you soon.
Love you guys. Thank
Real
you for
soon.
Being here.
Just stick close. And glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, until we see you again, this is what we say. Wait, Sister Phyllis, give us the closing verse. I'm not letting somebody stop me from speaking the word of God. Go.
Okay, now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen.
Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, that we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is. I really think that's going to be the cleanest table in the whole building. Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Night, guys. Love you. We'll talk to you soon on Messenger, probably.
We are not the freak. We do not freak. We are the most stable, solid part of life for many people. For those of you that's around the world, we thank you for being with us. We call you blessed. We declare the righteous are as bold as a lion. So be bold in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.